Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to the Hub City Spartanburger text line. Shoot us a text. We will read them on the air. You can also utilize that number to call the radio broadcast and be on the air if you wish to do so. 844-326-3663 is that number. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet the great one at Lonzo on Word if you wish to do that. We'd love to have you join us in the social media world as well. And of course, if you've got something that's a little more long format, you don't want to come on the air with it, that's cool too. Rob.Brown at thefanupstate.com. The email address is open and I do check it throughout the day. So feel free at any point, day or night, to fire me an email and use the voice notes function on your phone. All right. I think I've decided that I really want that to be a thing. We had the Ray Memorial hotline working for a little while. Unfortunately, that went by the wayside.
It died too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Because I've come to the conclusion, and it may just be me working on a conspiracy theory here, but I've come to the conclusion that a lot of people in this industry are like, They are afraid to have people on their show, to have callers and listeners on their show, unless they can control them, right? Unless they can have somebody on the dump button or on the hang up button. And that's why their calls primarily or exclusively. I'm willing to take the time to sit down, take what y'all have to say and cut it up and edit it up to let you have your unfiltered, except for the parts that are filtered, airtime. Right? So use the voice note on your phone. I'm going to make it real easy for you. I'm not even asking you to put an app on your phone or anything. Yeah, Go in your voice notes, cut your message. There's a share button at the bottom of it. Just drop it into my email, rob.brown at thefanupstate.com.
All right. So I accidentally hit that button, but I'm not sure how to do it intentionally. Because a lot of times I'm texting, I hit some button and I notice that it recorded voice and I just X out of it. I have no idea how to do that.
You're on an iPhone, right?
Yeah. And listen, it's probably pretty easy, but I think there's, I'm pointing this out that I'm running big time technical stuff. So it isn't like, you know, I'm an old guy who doesn't embrace technology. I just have never tried it before. So I'm not quite sure where that button is on an iPhone.
Should be an app just called Voice Notes, I think, or Record or something like that. There's a whole app for it. It's great.
I'm just saying it's some people, if it's not convenient, they're probably not going to do it.
So I can't make it more convenient than the app's already on your phone. Record a voice note, push the share button, and drop it in an email to rob.brown at thefanupstate.com. I will, again, cut them up for you and put them on the show. All right? I'm going to cut out your uhs and ums. I'm going to cut out your F-bombs.
There's a microphone right there.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
There's a microphone.
Yeah.
I just... I never noticed a microphone before. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. This
is just in the texting part.
Got a friend of mine who, and she drives me nuts with this, but I've got a friend of mine who has gotten to the point that she will not text back. She just replies in voice notes, right? Like, you'll send her a text and she'll just reply in a recorded. And it's like exactly what she would have texted. It's like 2 seconds.
Do you answer those?
Yeah, but I text her back.
Okay.
I will listen to them and then write my text back.
I just want to know if that's the key. So as to texting, if I want you to actually answer a text from me, I should voice.
I answer some of your important texts.
Yeah, some of them.
Some of your important texts.
So what you're saying is you read them all, which I think you've said before.
Yeah, and then I read them all.
Then you go, yeah, that's not worth
it. It basically comes down to, is this something?
I know I'm not the only one you do it to. So that's
no, God, fine. No. I went out with the boys last night for cigar and bourbon night with the fellas. Went out with Keegan and Andrew and Chris and had some pre-NBA Finals Game 3 cigars and bourbon last night at a local cigar shop. And when I walked in the door, the three of them quite literally gave me a standing ovation. And I'm like, what do we do here? What am I doing here? And they responded with, you haven't texted us back in 3 days, we didn't know if you were showing up or not. It's like, all right, that's actually fair. Basically, if it's important, I'll fly a text right back to you in a minute. If it's not, I'll tell myself, all right, we got to circle back around and respond to this later, and then I'll forget to do that. That's how it goes. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning. That means that you have less than 55 minutes until you have to get to the office, and you got to respond to those passive-aggressive emails, and you got to set up your schedule for the day, and you got to do all the boring, bland stuff that nobody wants to do. But good news, my dear friends, that also means that you're about an hour and 15 minutes away from taking that first break of the day, walking down the hallway, heading to the break room where you're going to meet up with that one coworker that you can at least tolerate because they like to also take their break and talk sports. And if you're going to talk sports with that one coworker that you like and maintain that fabulous relationship of, hey, I don't hate you, and that's a good thing, you got to know what's going on in the world of sports. And if you got to know what's going on in the world of sports, well, we got you covered with this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office this morning and start talking sports with your coworkers. When you do, this is what you'll be talking about. Let's get to item number one. 116-107, the Indiana Pacers are back in control of the NBA Finals with a 2-1 lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Pacers last night shooting a tick shy of 52% from the floor on 44 of 85. Scoring leader was not Tyrese Haliburton or Pascal Siakam. The scoring leader was Benedict Mathurin off the bench, 22 minutes, 9 of 12, 2 of 3 from behind the arc. He was plus 16 in the plus minus. That's exactly what I need off the bench for the Pacers. 27 points and 4 boards for number 00. There were 22 on the board for Tyrese Haliburton, who the Haliburton rule back into effect. 11 apples for him last night. 21 for Pascal Siakam on 8 of 14 from the floor. He added in 6 boards and 4 assists as well. For the Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a series low 24 points on 9 of 20 from the floor, 1 of 3 from behind the arc. It was Jalen Williams, that led all scorers for the Thunder with 26 on 9 of 18 from the floor. Not a great night for Chet Holmgren. Not a bad night either. 20 points, 6 of 15 from the floor, but 0 of 6 from behind the 3-point line. Did have 10 boards in this one. Zoe and I spent quite a bit of time back in hour number one breaking this game down, so we will do that again later in the show, but not here. Suffice to say, last night was, I will describe it, as a vibes night for the Pacers. They were just excellent in terms of all-around performance in every aspect of the game for the entire roster of players that checked into the game. Tyrese was on his stuff again. Pascal Siakam, who basically takes advantage of Tyrese being on his stuff again, was on his stuff again. And the great one and I have both handed a Player of the Night award to a bench player. Mine was Benedict Mathurin. Lonzo's was TJ McConnell. 10 points on 3 of 8 shooting, but it was more, vibes night, it was more the raw attitude that TJ McConnell brought to the floor. That dude was in take-no-ish mentality last night. I mean, just aggressive with the basketball, opened the floor up for everybody else, had 5 assists in just 15 minutes of play last night. And then there was Obi Toppin, who had only 8 points in that game, but 4 of them came in the fourth quarter. 2 of them came on a putback dunk off of a Halliburton miss. The Thunder were on a little bit of a baby run. Even Doris Burke was like, yo, the Pacers got to get something here. They got to break this run up a little bit, or the Thunder are going to end up growing a lead that the Pacers are going to need those late game heroics to come back from, something that none of us wanted to see happen if the Pacers were going to win that game. Tyrese gets down into the paint, puts up a little floater, bounces up off the rim. There are 4 blue jerseys down there waiting for the board, and out of nowhere, Obi Toppin rises, elevates, nips to the rim with a two-handed tomahawk putback. And it was at that moment that I whispered under my breath, because the lady was asleep, ball game. Like, that's it. I think that is the moment that puts this one away for good. Over on the other sport playing its finals, we do have game number 4 between the Panthers and the Oilers on tap tonight. Puck hits the ice at 8 p.m. Florida is a -150 money line favorite to take a 3-1 lead in this series. But this feels like a bounce back spot for Edmonton, right? They got it. I'd like to think under Paul Maurice, they got it out of their system in game 3. They spent the last 7 minutes of period 3 in game 3 just going full WWE pay-per-view on Florida. They said, all right, we've had enough of it. You're playing the bully ball. You beat us on the scoreline, so we are going to beat the crap out of you. My hope for Edmonton is that they got it out of their system. My hope is that you took the aggression out, you took the frustration out, you dial it and you play hockey. Because this feels like an upset spot. It also feels like, yes, I know, the Panthers won 3 in a row last year. Yes, I know, the Oilers came back and won the next 3 in a row to force a game 7. This feels different to me. Even going back to Edmonton, this feels like if Florida takes game 4 and they hold a 3-1 lead, even if they go to Edmonton, it just feels like an inevitable home Panthers win to clinch the series in game 6. I feel about this game tonight, great one, like you felt about the Pacers last night. This is much win for Edmonton. I do not see a way back if they lose this game.
I heard earlier, and I don't know how accurate it is, but I heard on the radio, so it must be true, that Edmonton, the coach hasn't decided who's going to be in goal for them.
That is correct. Now, I would like to think that he figured that out by the end of day yesterday, but the big story last night was that he did not know if he was going to go with Stu Skinner or Picard in the goal. You have to go back to Skinner. He had a bad game. He had a bad game. In game number 1, he was able to keep Florida out of the net. They went to overtime and won. In game number 2, Florida had probably 6 really good overtime chances to win the game, and Stu Skinner was flawless in the goal until Edmonton cracked and gave Brad a 1v1 roll at him early in double OT, which at that point, Stu Skinner's exhausted. He's been fighting for his life for 80 minutes of hockey at that point. Of course he's dog tired. I would be stunned if Paul Maurice goes away from Stu Skinner. I know a lot of Edmonton, and this is kind of one of those unfortunate roles in sports. It's kind of like a quarterback in the NFL. They get all the credit for the wins, but they take all the blame for the losses.
Isn't this
goalie
kinda
in hockey gets all the credit for really good performances, and if the team loses in a game like that, they are put on blame despite the fact that Florida was just forecheck and the Edmonton defense was out of sorts all night.
Isn't this kind of conceding? I mean, because you don't hear about goalies being changed too often. And it almost is like it sounds like desperation.
It's more along the lines of you want to give Stu Skinner an opportunity to like check out, get his head right, because you know you're going to have to go back to him. But the point that I made to some folks, I was talking Stanley Cup hockey with the boys. I was talking hockey with them last night. The point that I made was, here's the reality. Picard got beat when he checked in for Stu Skinner too. He gave up two goals as well, right? It's not like you took out Stu Skinner and then Picard came in and was a beast in front of the net and they didn't score. They scored two on him too. Why would you go away from a guy? Skinner struggled at the beginning of the playoffs, but Edmonton got through it. He was absolutely lights out in the second and third series. He was fantastic in games one and two. He had a bad game. Now maybe you look at him and maybe Stu Skinner has streaks, you know, like if he has a bad game, he's due for two or three more after that. You want to try to nip that in the bud. Bud, B-U-D, not butt, bud. But somebody said to me, nip that in the butt legitimately like 2 days ago, and it blew my mind.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe bud. It was a speech impediment.
Bud. No, it wasn't. I know this guy. He's very smart. It blew my mind. But maybe they try to nip that in the butt before he goes downhill. I just don't see why you make that change. Now, if Florida comes out and they put three on the board in period one, sure, I get it, but we're not there yet. All right, let's sprint through item number two. We talked about this a little bit in the last segment. We're going to talk more about it coming up later in the show. The first major appeal to the House v. NCAA settlement looks like it is being filed. Front Office Sports learned yesterday, and reported yesterday, I should say, that a group of female collegiate athletes are filing the first appeal to the House v. NCAA settlement, saying that it is in violation of Title IX. I do not know how Title IX applies to the settlement. I don't know how Title IX applies to the $20.5 million revenue split. I do not know how it formats to all of the other, the College Sports Commission rule and all the other things that are coming out of this, the NIL Go platform, whatever. But the first major appeal, and this is obviously as Title IX is a federal mandate, will likely, I think, as a not attorney, make it in front of an appellate court, and then we will find out if it has any juice to move forward and maybe issue a stay of the settlement order, which of course means the NCAA would still be putting that $2.8, whatever it is, billion dollars. It would just go into escrow to be distributed at a later date once the appeals process is concluded. Tomorrow morning on the show, and I'm very excited about this, we are going to be joined by Norm O'Reilly. He is the dean of the business school and a sports attorney for the University of New England. He is going to come on the show tomorrow morning, and he may be able to offer us a little bit more insight on how Title IX applies or maybe doesn't to the House v. NCAA settlement. We will also be joined tomorrow later in the show by Matt Hand. He is the president and CEO of Alta Sports, an NIL agency that offers guidance to students. He will give us the perspective on how House v. NCAA applies to current and future athletes. Let's get to item number three. Very quickly, because we will be talking about this, and hell yeah, daytime sports, we'll be addressing some of what happens today in round one of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Why am I excited about this? I explained it to you yesterday. Oakmont is a golf tournament that has me excited about grass growing. You know, the thing we use to describe something that's not interesting? Yeah, it's interesting. This week, 5 inches of bleep you grass surround every hole on this golf course. Bryson DeChambeau said it is going to be the toughest tournament of the year. Tiger Woods called it the toughest golf course the boy will play. Rory McIlroy said this will be the toughest tournament any of the guys play throughout the year. We got some early tee times. As a matter of fact, golfers already on the course. We have had 4 groups go out, including the one that is teeing off right now with Harris English, Lonzo's boy Tommy Fleetwood, and Keegan Bradley. Coming up here in about 11 minutes, Xander Schauffele, Jose Luis Ballesteros, and Bryson DeChambeau, your reigning, defending U.S. Open champ, will go out. Some other notables, Wyndham Clark, Matt Fitzpatrick at 7:40. We will have, I saw Rory McIlroy earlier. He's going a little bit later on, I believe, 8:40 this morning. Byung-Hyun An, who is an interesting underdog, at 12:41 this morning. Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa, and world number one Scottie Scheffler off at 1:25, 11 minutes ahead of Corey Connors, Jason Day, and Patrick Reed. We will keep you updated with the guys going out on the course during the show, and obviously do a leaderboard rundown and a breakdown of day one tomorrow on the show. That's your cheat sheet. Top three items in sports when we come back. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the U.S. Open. Not going to do a ton of golf today. I'd really, honestly, rather you just watch a handful of hours of the U.S. Open and address it tomorrow. But there are a couple of things I want to talk about. Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy at the top. I'm kind of worried about Rory. And Scottie Scheffler has the dumbest betting odds to win a tournament I've ever seen. I'm going to talk about those two things next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so I think we got to talk about it. I think it is a worthwhile topic, and I'm going to get to the U.S. Open here in a second. But before I do, the South Carolina Broadcasters Association's finalists came out, and I want to, and I, as I've said before, extend the most sincere congratulations because while unfortunately for us, we will become at some point a four-time, but it will not be this year. The Rob Brown Show, not a finalist. However, Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel is. They are a finalist for Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year. And I mean it when I say I want to congratulate the hell out of the boys for getting on that list. It is a tough list to get onto, as is evidenced. It is a tough thing to just be named. There are only two finalists. And they are one of them. And listen, it's work to pull off a show that even gets listed as a finalist. It is work to put together the submission that makes you a finalist. It is work to be able to put a quality product out there that gets you onto that list. And I will tell you, because I regularly have conversations with the both of them, they put in the work into that show to get on that list. I mean it when I say the fattest, heaviest butt pat and good game to the boys in the afternoon for getting on that list, for being finalists. I am super, super proud of the effort that they have put in, of the show that they have created in the afternoons. I am a fan. I listen every day for about an hour to an hour and a half when I'm doing my work around the crib. I am pumped for them, happy for them. A big time congratulations to the boys. Zoe and I, we ain't done. We're out 1 year. Guess what? Only one team can win a championship. Very few teams can even play in the finals. So I am going to figure out what it is that we've got to do, what's getting hung on the wall up there, and I promise you, this show is now refocused, renewed, reinvigorated, and rejuvenated to get our asses back to Columbia next year. There is nothing I wanted more than to have our two shows be the two finalists. We did not. And wouldn't you know it, I see you out there. You know who snuck into the mix this year? Our buddy of the show, Chris Miller's show, got the other finalist nomination this year for Show of the Year. So congrats to Chris, but a big time pat on the butt and good game to Colin Diesel for being named SCBA Show of the Year finalist. Fellas, go over there, snag the hardware, bring it back to the crib. Let's have not one but two shows that have won a Crystal Trophy here on the station. And I'm telling you both right now, I am pumped, I am happy for, I am proud of you, and I'm coming for your ass in 2025-26.
Okay, a whole lot of padding and coming for posteriors. I'm not going to do all that. I just want to say that this station, since the inception or conception or whatever word you want to use, when this award became a thing, this station has won every year except for one. So go there, get the trophy. I'm not going to say I'm proud of you. I expected you guys to be there. You've done a great job for this last year. Disappointed that we didn't make it, but hey, as Kansas City Chiefs have showed us, it's hard to three-peat.
It is hard to three-peat.
It's very hard to three-peat. Last time we lost, we came back and won two in a row.
Yep.
So there you go. I hope you go and have a good time. And in the end, there can be only one trophy. So good luck figuring out who gets to keep it. That's all I'm saying.
I am beyond proud of those two fellas. Like I said, and I mean it, they put in effort, man. They put in work into that show. I think they do an absolutely fantastic job. It does not shock me nor surprise me in any way, shape, or form that they are there. My call from the beginning was, we are going to be the two finalists. Zoe and I are out. Now we'll point it out, much like as Zoe has mentioned with the chefs, it is hard to three-peat for a variety of reasons. I am absolutely, for my own ego, going to claim voter fatigue. All right, we're Nikola Jokic right now.
Which Jacob just pointed out on the stream, and it is a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's voter fatigue. We got it 2 years in a row. I can understand wanting some fresh. I'm not saying that we didn't get it because of this. I'm saying that's what I'm telling myself. It's voter fatigue, all right? Nobody, once you get to, much like I told Zoe in the run-up to the Super Bowl, once you have some level of sustained success, you become the bad guy. That's just how people work. We love a dynasty until we hate the dynasty and we want to see them fall. I'm not saying that is what happened. I'm saying that's what I'm saying is what happened. But Chris Miller is obviously, as I mentioned many times, a freaking icon in sports broadcasting in this state. So the fact that he put in and got a finalist nod, zero surprise. Shout out Chris Miller, one of the kindest, most compassionate, nicest people I've ever met in this industry. And
that
Colin
was just a
Diesel,
slip. He's met him many
times. Yes, it
times.
Was. I love Chris Miller. He is an absolute dude. In fact, he texted me when the finalists came out, and he's like, would you guys not submit this year? And I was like, no, you bumped us, man. You bumped us. But, no, congratulations to Chris. Love Chris. Buddy of the show. Phenomenal dude. And Diesel and Cole absolutely put in the work and the effort to not just create a show that is worthy of that trophy, but a show that is going to go over there and, fingers crossed, earn that trophy and bring another one back to the Fan Upstate. So congrats to the boys.
I have one more thing that I want to say. All right, so there is a tradition that Rob and I have upheld, and I hope you guys do it too. I haven't looked to see what the theme is.
I expect greatness, though.
But you got to go with the theme, man. Don't do the, I'm going to dress up and wear a suit, unless that's the theme. Go out there and go all out and show out to where when you walk in that room, people go, oh, because that's what we have done every time.
I texted Diesel and I said I have increased the wardrobe. I have three colors of sequin jackets if you'd like to borrow one. And he said no.
Yeah, I think he'd probably rather die than do that. Yeah. That's just me.
No, I mean it sincerely, those fellas put some effort into that show, put some effort into that product. They do a stellar job. There are elements of that show that I am a huge fan of.
Okay, I just looked it up.
What is it?
Just because I stayed away from it because I was a little hurt. But
yeah, of course.
It's Speakeasy is the theme.
Oh, son of a... That's my thing, man.
I know.
That's my thing. Are you kidding me? We'd have looked like some badass 20s gangsters up in there.
Yeah, you could have went... So, listen, here's the thing, though. Diesel in a bolo hat? I mean...
All right, call the shot now. Will they dress up? They won't do it. Although I really need...
There's some ribbing from us and maybe from some listeners telling them that, hey, you need to dress up like you're going to a speakeasy.
Like oxygen into my lungs, I need Cole in a 1920s gangster pinstripe suit and to tell everybody his name is Too Tall Bryson.
I already see it. I see it in my head. Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right, congrats to the fellas. They have earned this. Zoe and I, yeah, I'd be lying to say that I'm not a little butthurt we didn't make it.
Right,
but I will also tell you
more than that. I'm devastated.
I'm definitely bummed out by it. But I will also tell you that, as Zoe pointed out, the last time that we didn't make finalists 3 years ago, we went on an absolute tirade to get it right, get it tight, hung the red sequin jacket in the window. It stayed there for 1 year, and then we made it back and went back two back. So we are look, I'm figuring it out. All right, we're getting back in the lab. We're drawing up the formula because the goal for next year is not only for the great one and I to get back. The goal for next year is for the finalist list to be exclusively comprised of shows here on the Fan Upstate. Congrats, Cole Bryson. Congrats, Diesel. You boys absolutely deserve it. You have put together a hell of a show. You have put the work into that show to make it finalist worthy. Go get the trophy. Bring it back to the house. Zoe and I will see you in the game next year. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, we talked some Carolina Panthers. We're not going to have Rashad Beard on the show today. He had to bump for tomorrow because he's got a work obligation today. So Zoe and I are going to talk some Cats. Day two of minicamp in the books. It's just three. Today's day three. Today's the last day. What have we seen so far in just a three-day stretch, a very important three-day stretch, and how are we reacting to it? I'll tell you what my breakdown of yesterday's news is next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I'm going to circle back around to the U.S. Open coming up here in just a little while from now because I do want to see a couple more guys get out on the course and their reaction to it. It's going to be violent out there. Like I said, the best part about this tournament is that for those of us that are golfers, and I'm not a good one, but for those of us who are golfers, the mental breakdown
golfers.
That we have when we have an awful drive and it ends up 10 feet out into the sticks and we got to figure out what the hell we're going to do now, these guys are going to face that, which is something that they face maybe once or twice a year. Like maybe a real bad shot at Augusta forces it. But this tournament, there's zero room for error. And you are going to see a lot of golfers that are going to have the same mental breakdowns and challenges that those of us that are average day-to-day regular dude golfers deal with once a hole when we go play our bi-monthly 18. So I'm going to circle back to that. I want to see a couple more guys out there and how they respond to the conditions at Oakmont before I start to kind of form an opinion about it. But I do want to talk some Carolina Panther football because Rashad Beard, who ordinarily joins us at 8:40 on Thursdays, has requested to be pushed to tomorrow. He's got a work obligation, so he will join us tomorrow to break down OTAs in full. I do want to talk about what we have seen so far out of the mini camp for the Carolina Panthers. And there has been one theme that I have noticed that has jumped out across the handful of reporters that I follow that are covering mini camp. And you do have to keep in mind that mini camp availability is usually limited. They usually have an open portion of mini camp for reporters, and then they close a portion of it for mini camp reporters. So we are going off of limited access and information. They basically have a media available period at the mini camp, and then they close it, and then they do press conferences afterwards. So you get to see a little bit, then you don't, then you get to hear from the players and the coaches. And there is one thing that I have seen that has kind of been a theme, a trend, something that has been noted by many of the folks who are covering this event. And with the acknowledgement that even amongst reporters, one thing that is very dangerous, and I have talked about this on the show this week a couple of times, is the regurgitation of certain takes, right? Like somebody who covers a team says something about it, and then that is, you know, that's picked up and run with everybody as if it is gospel. I have pointed out that I think that is what happened in the discussion around the NBA Finals. A couple of the big talking heads came in and said, hey, look, the Thunder are just them. They're untouchable. They're winning this game or this series in 4 or 5. And I said before the series started, I think the Pacers, pardon me, are closer than anybody wants to give them credit for. And I think a lot of people don't put the time into actually watching and breaking down the sport. They just hear a take, kind of put their own spin on it and run with it, which is why I thought the Pacers are in this series. I think they can win it, and I think that they will make it a competitive series. So I acknowledge before I get to this trend that it is possible that this is what is happening here. But a lot of the folks I've been reading are people in Charlotte, boots on the ground. We'll see if Rashad Beard's hearing the same thing when he joins us tomorrow on the show. But the theme that I have noticed running about coverage of this minicamp, not necessarily the rookie minicamp, this minicamp that is taking place Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, just the 3 days. The one thing that seems to be a running trend is that there is a little bit of attitude to this team. There's a little bit of bite to this team, including on the offense. So we cover this team extensively and closely every single year. Since Dave Canales took over, and with the notation that while I appreciate Dave Canales, the media guy, because I think he has been probably the most open coach in terms of not relying on coaching cliches since like Sean McVay and his first run, those first couple of years with the Rams, I think Dave Canales has probably been the NFL coach least reliant on coaching cliches, the most open, willing to actually talk and break down ball. And I know that puts a lot of people off because Canales, when he talks about ball, he talks about ball like a guy who knows ball, right? Like he's using the terms in the jingo. And if you don't get it, a lot of what he says might go over your head. But I appreciate the fact that he has those conversations, he's willing to talk about systems and tactics and implementation and what he expects to see beyond, well, you know, I want the boys to go out there and work hard. We're going to outwork everybody, which is, you know, what every coach says. He actually starts talking about, here's the thing we're seeing out of BY. He's improving on the three-step, the five-step. He's improving on the out routes, the ins, whatever. He talks ball. And that kind of almost football nerdiness out of Dave Canales, because a coach, a team, I think, does adopt the mentality of the coach. I would say over the past 2 years, Zoe, tell me if you disagree or agree, the last 2 years, this team has not really had any edge to it. It hasn't had any gruff to it. We've heard some bites from like some individual players, but we haven't really heard guys jump out there and talk smack or sound like they have a bunch of confidence. It's really seemed like kind of a bunch of almost quiet dudes who happen to play football versus, and again, we're 3 days into minicamp. I don't want to go too far ahead of where we actually are in the calendar, but we are getting reports that J.C. Horn's jawing with the offense. Bryce Young is giving it right back to him. The wide receivers are getting into it with the DBs. The linemen are genuinely trying to kick each other's ass in unpadded contacts. We are getting reports that this team looks like it is fighting itself for each other to the point that Dave Canales described the first 2 days of OTAs as, quote, really animated, which is not something we've heard. And again, maybe this is silver linings. Walk me back if I'm just being an optimistic guy who wants a successful football team in Charlotte, Zoe. We have not heard anything about fight or attitude at this point the last 2 years, specifically last year with Canales at the helm in year number one. And that is the number one running theme amongst the people who are covering these mini camps the last couple of days. And for me, I'll freaking take it.
So I've been in radio in this area for 28 years, working on 29. I've covered the Panthers the entire time. So all the ups and downs. But this last decade or so, they've gotten beat down so much. And it starts with Jerry Richardson and all that stuff, and then multiple coaches, the controversies around those, how many quarterbacks they've had. There's just been some, when you get beaten down a lot for a long time, you either submit or you find that, for lack of a better word, that dog in you.
Oof.
And it seems like they're starting to find that. And I think the turning point even though I make fun of it a lot because I still think wins matter. I think the turning point was when Andy Dalton got in a car wreck, and it's horrible to say. He got it. If he hadn't gotten that car wreck, Bryce never would have got back on the field, more than likely. And he did, and he continued to improve throughout the year. I want to see it turn to wins, but there started to be more confidence on the offense with him at the helm, and I think that's where that starts. Then Canales is he's a football mind, and it's not like the one of us mind. It's one that people have taken to, and seems like that they are they believe in it. So there's been a quiet belief that's been building, and it seems like it's there now. But the question is, if they come out of the blocks and they lose a couple games the same way that they've lost the last couple years, can they keep that tenacity? Can they build on that, or will they fall back into what they've been?
Yeah, there's two things I want to address about what you just said, and I agree with all of it. One of the things is about how this team is going to roll with the punches if they take a couple of early L's next year. Now, I've pointed out, I think this team, I'm optimistic. I think this team can start two out of the first three. I think they can win three out of the first five. And I think if they win three out of the first five, I feel real good about my pick. My way too early pick, but pick nonetheless.
Three out of the first five, you're halfway to winning in the South, just about.
Yeah, honestly. Like, I think they can go three out of the first five, and if they do, I will feel really good. I've got a ticket out on Carolina to win the division. I think I got it at like plus 820, and that number's come down. It's like plus 720 or something now. I think that they are a good pick to win this division. And the more I hear out of this, again, it's mini camp. It's June 12th. We're 90 some odd days away from the start of the season. There's a lot that needs to be figured out, a lot that needs to be installed, that needs to be changed. We got to see, is Teteroa McMillan the guy they drafted him to be? Xavier Leggett has said multiple times, all I've done is work on the hands. Does that actually turn into catches in a game, or do we go back to the dropsies? Is BY really the leader, or was last year kind of his one flash in the pan and he takes a step back? All these things have got to be figured out when we get on the field. But I firmly believe that any situation in your life, confidence is the most important thing. If you do not have confidence, you cannot perform at your best. I believe that in my heart. One of the reasons that I have gone through this, I can't tell you how many times I've been told by people, you're bad at this, Rob. Your show stinks, Rob. It's not for me. You're an idiot. You don't know ball, whatever. And I got to stare those down and show up in this studio every day with the firm belief that I'm good at this, that we're good at this, that this show is good, whatever, because if I don't come in here believing that people are going to be entertained by 4 hours of talk in whatever sport we're going to talk about, the show's going to genuinely suck, as opposed to just, it kind of sucks, right? I am listening to the quotes from OTA or from minicamp. I am watching what some of these people that are covering this are saying. And the fact that the primary theme of this is that this team's got a little bit of an attitude that they've not had the last couple of years leads me to believe that they have bought in that what happened at the end of last year, again, it didn't necessarily translate to a skyrocket of the win total. But if you looked at that team in the last 7 weeks, last 8 weeks of the season versus what they were the last 7 or 8 years before it, you saw the upward trajectory. Statistically speaking, if you just look at the numbers on the paper, which are not the end-all be-all, but they're a pretty good indicator. Statistically speaking, across the last 7 weeks of the season last year, Bryce Young was one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL. One of the best, statistically, one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL. And that was with Xavier Leggett drops in some big spots. That was with Adam Thielen, a true slot receiver, playing wide receiver two and often wide receiver one. That was with not having a deep threat until Jalen Coker, the guy I really liked the year before that, started to turn into a fly guy down towards the end of the year. Still, statistically, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL during the back half of the season. So none of that's going to matter if the team doesn't buy in and believe that that is just truly who we are. And I wondered if they would, especially with the losses, right? Shaq Thompson's moved on. He's a Bills now. Especially with some guys coming off of injuries that you wonder, are they going to have that confidence? Derek Brown, J.C. Horn, et cetera, et cetera. And all I'm seeing from most of the people that I follow that are covering this event in Charlotte is that this team's got some attitude to it right now. Again, first time off the top of my head, and again, he's been in this helm for just over a year now, first time that I have heard Dave Canales describe anything as, quote, really animated, end quote. That is big time. Kane in the chat on our live stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube and Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch, said, sounds a lot like grit, something that sports media wanted to make fun of MCDC for promoting. It's exactly what they need. You know, I don't fall too often on the intangibles, as they are called, but I also acknowledge that they're real, right? Like, I'm not going to draft a kid because he's a winner. Okay, but football takes more than just a positive attitude. But it does take that. That is a big part of it. A guy who's a winner, but he's got a crappy attitude, may not be able to give you everything he could if he didn't. And a guy that is not a great football player, but attacks every day and every practice and every snap, I'd probably get something out of that guy. I agree with you on this one, Kane. This feels like a football team that has got an attitude. This feels like a football team that's got a little gumption to it, which, you know, if we were talking about Kansas City, I'd be like, whatever, dude. Like, I don't care. But when you talk about a team that spent the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years in the gutter, that has been a joke, that has been used by stand-up comics as the punchline to many a joke about being a dumb fan because you invest all your money in a losing football team. For that team, after last year, to come into minicamp, this is, minicamp is a confidence-building endeavor. This is about installation of your tactics and your formations. This is about chemistry. This is about timing. This is about development. They're not going to throw the entire playbook into a 3-day minicamp, but they are going to involve their primary concepts. They are going to involve their primary schemes. They are going to involve the plays that they know they are going to be leaning on because they believe the players are going to get the most out of that, et cetera, et cetera. That's what's going on. This is about building confidence. And we heard from day number one that JC and Bryce Young were jack-jawing each other. We heard from day number one that the offensive and defensive linemen are trying to beat each other's asses. We have heard from day number one that this team has got a vibe to it that I have not felt since I moved here out of this team. And by the way, Dan Morgan, you know who he's brought in to help out? Musheem Muhammad is out there working with the wideouts. John Beeson. Thomas Davis are out there working with the linebacker. Jericho Cotchery, Captain Mutterlin, Kawan Short, Kurt Coleman, Dwan Edwards, Trey Boston, Colin Cole, Charles Johnson, Jonathan Stewart, Mike Tolbert, all of them have been in and around the building for the last couple of days. So even if you don't believe me about the team, the fact that an HOF lineup of former Cats are not just showing up, but are involved right now with this team, tells me they've bought into where they are too. Hell yeah. Also, hell yeah, because it's Sports Flash time, brother.
Try not to make this work. Go into a shoot. The Indiana Pacers are back in control of the NBA Finals with a 116-107 win last night over the Oklahoma City Thunder and now lead the series 2-1. Tyrese Halliburton had 21 with 11 assists, and Pascal Siakam had 21. Game 4 is tomorrow night. The Atlanta Braves picked up a 6-2 win at Milwaukee yesterday behind a complete game effort from Spencer Schwellenbach, who allowed just 5 hits and 2 runs while striking out 9. Atlanta's offense collected 10 hits, including a pair of 2-run home runs from Ronald Acuna Jr. and Michael Harris II. Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns are exploring trade options, according to reports, and are expected to work together to find a new destination. So far, the Rockets excuse me, the Rockets, Spurs, Heat, Timberwolves, and Knicks have all reached out with interest. And yeah, I said Heats.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.